This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have JSC Federal Credit Union's very own Christy Jordan talking about their new rebrand from JSC to Wellbe Financial. Pretty cool news here on that front. And they also, at the same time, upgraded a lot of their technology services, products and services for their members. A lot of work being done at this credit union, but they have succeeded quite nicely. And Christy is here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we kind of have a rebranding, new technology theme here from the folks at JSC Federal Credit Union, or should I say Wellbe Credit Union. And with us from that very credit union is the interim president and CEO, Christy Jordan. Christy, how are you today?
I'm well, Michael. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, and thanks. I know you're probably super busy with the new rebrand, with the rebranding efforts and new technology, implementing new technologies. I mean, lots going on at your credit union these days. So we appreciate the time that you're giving us. So I want to cut to the chase. I want to cut to the chase with that name over your right shoulder there, Wellbe, and because you guys just did a brand refresh. So tell us about the rebranding efforts before we get into the technology upgrades you guys did as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's an exciting topic. I've been talking about it a lot lately.
Okay.
So a little bit of background. JSC Federal Credit Union was originally created to serve the men and women of Johnson Space Center. These are the folks who weren't simply satisfied with having a dream, but they wanted to make it a reality. So this legacy is at the center of everything we do every day. Over the past 60 years, we've really grown and evolved into one of the largest credit unions here in the Houston community. We serve more than 135,000 members currently, and our members in our community have remained at the forefront of everything we do in every decision and action we take. So over the past 2.5 years, we've done a lot to think about how do we continue to serve our current members and make sure we are poised for growth in the future. So we've conducted some comprehensive cultural audits of the Houston area. We want to make sure that we look and represent like the community we serve. We've done a lot of consumer testing throughout the brand development process to make sure our name represents who we want to be in the future. For our current members, we've been sending out about 10,000 surveys a month on the technology front to make sure that we're figuring out what service offerings we need, what technology products we need to improve, and how we can just make the overall experience of banking more intuitive and member friendly. So throughout all of this data and research, time and effort, this is where the brand refresh came from. So we wanted to make sure we can continue revitalizing a purpose-driven, member-centric, and digitally enabled organization for all of our memberships and members to come. That is where Wellbe comes from. And we are the credit union who wants to remove the fear of dreaming so our members can live their life uninterrupted.
I like it. I like it a lot. And I just noticed, you like this little light right here going down? We're so professional. It's this time of the day, the light comes in, but we'll move on. So we'll just keep that on the back burner here. So why did you guys feel the need to, because you touched on it a little bit in your previous response, but what was the need to rebrand here?
Sure. Yes, we really did a lot of soul searching, frankly, and then data. So we chose to launch a refresh brand because Wellbe, after reviewing all of the research and data, we wanted to make sure we were honoring our legacy of Johnson Space Center and the men and women who put the first man on the moon. And what we heard from our members and the Houston community is that JSC Federal Credit Union, as a name itself, feels very inclusive. Mm-hmm. There's a barrier to entry there. One with Johnson Space Center and one with credit union. So we had to really take a hard look at how can we continue to serve our purpose to be a not-for-profit financial cooperative who still really believes in space, space city, space travel, and STEM programs, but also reach those folks who might not be as familiar with Johnson Space Center itself.
Right.
So over the last 20 years, we've really expanded beyond our initial member base, and we need to make sure that our name is evolving with that so we can remain relevant and grow.
And so I noticed there's no credit union or officially, I mean, there's no credit union in the name. I mean, obviously it's Welby Credit Union, but there's no credit union like in the logo and all that type of stuff. So is there a reason for that?
Yeah, Michael, it's really an interesting topic. I remember a few articles in around 2010, I believe in the financial brand and CU Times, that was discussing credit unions moving away from the word credit union in their name because of that barrier to entry. Credit union, I don't know if you can, am I cutting out?
No, you're good.
I apologize. My ear was ringing.
No, you're fine.
So credit union in itself reads money and organized labor. And as we're trying to reach new generations, it's really hard for them to understand how they belong to something that sounds unionized. So while credit union might not be in the name going forward, we have not left our purpose of people helping people and serving our members and our communities and being a financial cooperative.
Yeah, yeah. There's a good number of credit unions out there who have kind of left that part of the name off of their official kind of imaging, their branding, stuff like that. But they still do the job to the best of the best. So let's talk about some digital banking tools upgrade that you guys did, as well as the rebranding. My gosh, you guys are busy there. So what did this endeavor consist of?
Absolutely. So Welby is launching an exciting new chapter in our history. And as a credit union, a member-centered, purpose-driven organization, we also need to make sure that our financial technology tools are up to date. So we do have a ton of system upgrades that are a really important component of the Welby experience.
Mm-hmm.
While our current systems really have served us well over the last 60 years, we all know that technology is changing daily.
Yeah.
So to remain competitive, it was imperative that we upgrade our tools so we can provide a more intuitive experience for our membership from end to end. So we're upgrading not just our digital banking system, but our entire member experience. There's a new product line. We are building new solution centers or branches, as some folks call them, because we want to make sure that you can have the services you need in the method you want it, where and when you need it.
Got it. Yeah. And yeah, it's so important to stay current or even stay ahead of the curve. And it sounds like you guys are doing that. So, and the reason behind this move as well is to, yeah, stay ahead of the curve and meet the members' needs where they are, right? Because, you know, if you've been living under a rock for the last, you know, year and a half, we've all gone digital. So that's kind of that motivation as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And an increasingly complex world we're living in right now, Welby's goal is to just make financial services seamless and delightful. And a lot of that digital banking and new product tools and refresh is part of that experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so the goals here, what do you guys want to achieve here with the technology upgrade as well as the rebranding too? What are you guys looking to achieve here?
Yeah, our opportunity to better serve our members and communities to the very best of our ability. That's really the goal. It means that we won't settle for anything less than the right solutions, the right tools, and the right resources to meet our members' needs. And in order to continue providing our members with unparalleled service, we must remain competitive in the financial industry by ensuring we are using those right tools and the right solutions for our members' financial journeys.
Indeed. And that just promotes a ton of value to your membership, because your members see you guys continually moving forward, not only in the technology space, but in the rebranding space as well. So that must kind of give your members a vote of confidence in you guys as well. Because I know when my credit union does things like this, I'm like, yeah, they get it. They're moving forward and they're keeping up or staying ahead. So is that kind of what you guys are looking at as well?
We are. We want to remain relevant. We want to make sure we are serving as many folks in the greater Houston community that we can. And in order to do that, we had to redesign some of those tools to help our members save time, to be efficient, and to help them have some peace of mind around security. We all know that there's lots going on in the digital age and digital world where security should not have to be something that's front of mind for our membership. So we're moving to platforms that are cloud-based with PII and just very secure for our members. And we are hoping that in some instances it will help inspire creativity so they don't have to think about their banking, that it feels seamless, that it feels delightful, and they can just dream, and then we can help them live those dreams.
Oh, love that point. I love that point big time. So anyway, last question for you here. Any advice to other credit unions looking to do something similar? I don't know if I would recommend doing a rebrand and a technology upgrade at the same time, but you guys are doing it and you guys are doing it very well. But what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who are kind of looking at doing something similar here that you guys just did?
Absolutely. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. This journey is not for the faint of heart. It is a huge undertaking. My number one advice would be make sure you have the appropriate team to run your current business. Well, you have another team to grow the business. A couple other points to consider, enlist some professional services help. We are not experts in all things, so let's find the person who is to help guide through that journey. That has been one of the great benefits of doing these projects is having third-party perspective and some professional service to help us out. And then we have to ensure that we have the right team on the job to do this work. So really understand the talent that you've chosen to help with these projects. They are significant in time investment. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you're using folks' time wisely. And strategic communication is key. Everyone needs to understand the purpose and why these changes are necessary. So with that becomes your leadership buy-in. Our board has been instrumental in making sure that our membership and team members alike understand that this was a well thought out process. The communication has been ever flowing and evergreen because you learn from your mistakes, right?
Yep.
As we communicate, you understand what you miss and you clarify what that is to make sure we are all still driving towards the same purpose. And then lastly, set realistic expectations.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to audible. Pivot, whatever word you'd like, because nothing's perfect, and go ahead and make those changes as you see through those projects. It's better to fail quickly and rebuild than to continue down the wrong path.
Good point. And the thing about these types of projects as well, but they're never done. I keep kind of likening it to owning a home that you want to improve. The projects are continuous. So if you want to improve,
they are.
This stuff never ends. But that's a good thing because you're always evolving in a good way. So yeah. So
absolutely.
You guys are right there, Christy. Wow. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here?
I appreciate your time today. It's exciting for us to talk about. It's quite the journey. Our official launch is on October 11th,
cool.
And you can learn more about Wellbe at wellbefinancial.com.
All righty. Well, we will point folks in that direction so they can check it out. And congratulations on not only the rebrand, but the technology upgrades as well. I know it's been a lot of work for you guys, but you guys are up to the task, I think, and you're doing it really, really well. And I think your members will be forever thankful as well. And appreciative.
Absolutely.
This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.